This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. As the European Union announces financial sanctions against Belarusian officials blamed for election fraud and abuse of protesters, hundreds gathered in Minsk on Wednesday evening. The demonstrators were defying a new order from President Alexander Lukashenko. The president had instructed his police to clear the streets of the capital after a week and a half of rallies against his rule. The EU, which held an emergency summit on the crisis, also rejected Lukashenko's re-election in a disputed vote on August 9th. Ursula von der Leyen, head of the European Commission, said it would reroute 53 million euros earmarked for Belarus away from the government. That money will instead be used towards civil society, victims of the state crackdown on protesters, and the country's fight against COVID-19. The authoritarian president extended his 26-year term in an election that detractors say was rigged. Lukashenko denies manipulating the election. Reuters reports the African Union has suspended Mali's membership in response to the ouster by soldiers of its president and government in a coup. The Peace and Security Department made the announcement Wednesday. The suspension will last until constitutional order is restored and the group demanded the release of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita and other senior officials. Mali soldiers who staged a military coup leading to Keita's resignation say they plan to form a civilian transitional government, adding they will organize new elections. Keita resigned and dissolved parliament late on Tuesday, hours after soldiers detained him at gunpoint. You can follow this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Senator and vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris will unleash her prosecutorial skills against President Donald Trump on Wednesday. She will address the Democratic National Convention as presidential nominee Joe Biden's running mate. The former prosecutor from the U.S. state of California is making history as the first black woman and Asian American on a major presidential ticket. Harris is expected to aggressively press the case against the Republican candidate's reelection on November 3rd. Also speaking on the third night of the party convention are Barack Obama, the nation's first black president, former Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, who lost to President Trump in 2016, and more. As Democrats gathered virtually Tuesday, President Trump traveled to two key battleground states, Iowa and Arizona. He also sought to curry favor with women voters, with a pardon earlier in the day of women's suffrage leader Susan B. Anthony. Anthony protested during the 1870s and was convicted of voting illegally because she was a woman. Republicans will hold a similar series of convention events next week to nominate President Trump to run for a second presidential term. The U.S. is imposing sanctions on two United Arab Emirates-based companies, saying they provided support to U.S. blacklisted Mahan Air. The U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement it blacklisted UAE-based Parthia Cargo and Delta Parts Supply, FZC, for providing key parts and logistics services for Iranian airline Mahan Air. It also imposed sanctions on Amin Madavi, an Iranian national based in the United Arab Emirates, for owning or controlling Parthia Cargo. Iran has now passed the 20,000 mark of deaths due to the coronavirus, 153 of those deaths coming in the past 24 hours, according to the health ministry spokeswoman. There are more than 350,000 total cases in Iran. Iran is the worst hit one of the worst hit countries from the outbreak in the Middle East. United Nations officials in Sudan have sent out an urgent appeal for life-saving assistance to citizens, including the hundreds of thousands of people affected by the floods. Officials are asking for $1.6 billion after recent flooding caused by heavy rain affected 17 of Sudan's 18 states. A UN spokesperson in Khartoum said more than 20,000 houses were destroyed and another 20,000 were damaged by the floods. Heavy rain is forecast for the coming weeks. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.